Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been taking a look at the question, is the Lord's power limited? This is a question that God asked Moses when Moses was complaining that not even God could provide the amount of food needed to feed all the children of Israel when they were marching in the wilderness toward the promised land. The Lord said to Moses, Numbers 11:23 tells us, "Is the Lord's power limited? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not." Is the Lord's power limited? We've answered that question this week with this simple statement. It depends upon us. God's power is not limited in the sense that God is all-powerful and can do all things. However, we often limit or restrict or confine God's power within our own self-imposed boundaries, whether they be disobedience, unbelief, ignorance, or some other way that we limit the flow of God's power into our lives. And we know that God longs to release His power to His people that we might be overcomers in every situation that we face. And yet we often can observe many Christians' lives where the power of God, the intervention of God, the deliverance of God, the provision of God seems to have been cut off to that person. Is the Lord's power limited? Only when we limit Him. Today I want to talk with you about one way that we limit the power of God, or you could say disconnect the power of God to our lives, how we cut ourselves off from the power of God. This is a very simple and yet profound scriptural truth that we find throughout the Word of God. And it is very simply this, that unforgiveness operating in our lives toward any person will cut off the flow of God's power to us. Missionaries Jonathan and Rosalind Goforth served faithfully for many, many years on the mission field in China. And in her autobiographical book entitled Climbing, Rosalind Goforth told a story about how she harbored unforgiveness and resentment against someone who had greatly harmed her and her husband, Jonathan. It was a very serious sin against them, which the couple would never afterward even talk about. But while her husband seemed to find it easy to forgive the offender, Rosalind staunchly refused to do so. For more than a year, she wrote that she would not talk to or even recognize that person who lived near them on their mission station in China. Then 4 years passed, and the matter still was unresolved to an extent it was forgotten. But one day, Rosalind Goforth and her husband traveled on a train to attend a religious meeting in another part of China. And for months, Rosalind had distinctly felt a lack of power in her Christian life and in her ministry. And in that train compartment, she bowed her head and she prayed, crying out to God that she desired to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to know His power once again in her life. She writes that unmistakably came an inner voice, "Write to the one toward whom I felt hatred and unforgiveness, and ask forgiveness for the way you have treated him." My whole soul cried out, "Never," Rosalind wrote. "Again I prayed as before, and again that inner voice spoke clearly as before. Again I cried out in my heart, 'Never, never, I will never forgive him.' When for the third time this was repeated, I jumped to my feet and said to myself, I'll give it all up, for I'll never, never forgive that man. One day afterward, Rosalind was reading to her children from the book Pilgrim's Progress. It was in the passage in which a man was in a cage moaning, and in that cage he said, I have grieved the Spirit and he is gone. I have provoked God to anger and he has left me. Instantly, a terrible conviction came upon her, and for 2 days and two nights she felt in terrible despair. Finally, talking late at night with a fellow missionary, she burst into sobs and told him the whole story. But Mrs. Goforth, he said, are you willing to write the letter? At length, she replied, yes. Then go at once and write it. Rosalind jumped up. She ran into her house, and she wrote a few lines of humble apology for her actions without any reference to his sin against her. The joy and the peace of her Christian life returned. From that time, Rosalind wrote in that autobiography, I have never dared not to forgive. This story illustrates this very simple principle that we cut off the flow of the power of God to our lives when we enter into the sin of unforgiveness. Rosalind Goforth was acutely aware of a lack of power in her life and ministry once she began to harbor resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness towards someone who had genuinely sinned against her and her husband. And it wasn't until she released forgiveness to him that she began to feel the flood of God's power surging back into her life. Are you lacking the sense of God's presence in your life? Does it seem like you can't get an answer to your prayers, that God's power source, his supply, his resources have been cut off to you? Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and see if there is an impediment that's blocking you from receiving the power of God to your life. It could indeed be this impediment or this obstacle of unforgiveness and resentment. One man who truly models this life of forgiveness is a minister by the name of Dr. Elias Malki. This man was born in the Middle East, Christian family, and both his father and grandfather ministered in Lebanon, preaching the gospel. His grandfather was murdered by Muslims who highly resented his preaching the gospel to the Muslim people. And yet, God gave Elias Malki great grace to extend forgiveness to the murderers of his grandfather, so much so that today, at 71 years of age, Dr. Malki has been ministering for well over 50 years to the very people group from which the murderers of his grandfather came. One day while ministering on the island of Cyprus in the Middle East on the subject of forgiveness, speaking of how God will give the grace and the power to forgive to the person willing to release forgiveness to those who have sinned against him, a young man brought forth this testimony. He was 23 years of age and from Egypt, and he stood up and said, I've listened to this message on forgiveness, and I have been contemplating for 13 years how to murder a certain man and not get caught for it or end up in prison. A neighbor murdered my father when I was 10 years old, and I have planned and plotted and thought about how I could murder him for the past 13 years. And today, I believe and receive this message of forgiveness. And by God's grace, today, I forgive that man for murdering my father. That day, that 23-year-old Egyptian young man gave his heart and his life completely to the Lord Jesus Christ and received grace and power to forgive the one who had harmed him so greatly by murdering his father. God's power is available to you. God's power is unlimited to assist you in loving and in forgiving. But if we refuse to forgive, if we refuse to seek God's grace to help us to forgive, and God will give you the grace if you're willing to forgive with His help. When we're unwilling, we cut off the power flow of God to our lives. Ask the Holy Spirit if there's anyone toward whom you are harboring unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment. And then, if He reveals someone to you, ask God for His supernatural help to forgive that person, to release forgiveness to him. Ask forgiveness of God for your own heart of unforgiveness, and God will set you free. And the blockade to receiving God's power, His help, and His resources, and His provision to your life will be removed, and you can begin to walk in victory. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to live a life of forgiveness and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.